Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Welcome to our study of the names of God. The most popular name of God in the Old and the New Testament is the name we used, God. God is the word in the Hebrew, Elohim, which literally means the plurality, a plural sense, strong one or strong ones. God, it describes His divinity, His power, that He exists, but not just a singular being, but it also describes, as Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27 will suggest, God said, "Let us make man in our image." In the New Testament, the word we use to describe God is the Greek word theos. That describes, again, the power, the divinity, and suggests that God created all things and is Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Psalm 19:1, this word Elohim is used to describe the handiwork of God. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Oftentimes, this word is attached, or another word is attached to the word Elohim, such as God provides or God gives, things of that nature, but it again describes His power, His nature, His divinity, and that He is our Creator and that we are His people, as Psalm 95 will suggest, the people of His hand, the sheep of His pasture. This word is also used to describe Jesus. In John 20, verse 28, the word theos is applied to Jesus by Thomas when he realized the nail prints in Jesus' hands, and he cried out, "My Lord and my God." Friend, when we think about the God of the Bible, not only do we see Him as the Father, as the Creator, as the Sustainer of all things, we need to see that His Son, who came to this earth and died for man, is also the great God. Jesus gave His life on Calvary for me and for you. God became man, Philippians 2 verses 5 through 9, gave it all up so that we could have the hope of life. Think about the name of God and think of what Jesus gave up for you and for me. Have you obeyed His will? Jesus said, "He that believes and is baptized will be saved." If you want to honor the name God, then you must obey the will of God and live your life for Him.
This is the gospel of Christ.